This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In a major political development in Nagaland, all seven MLAs of Nationalist Congress Party NCP have joined ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP, raising the NDPP's strength to 32 in the 60-member State Assembly. Speaker Sharingan Longkumar said that the seven MLAs presented themselves and submitted formal letters stating their decision to merge with the NDPP. The speaker noted that the merger met all constitutional and procedural requirements. More from our correspondent.
In a major setback for Ajit Pawar's NCP, all seven NCP MLAs in Nagaland joined the ruling NDPP on Saturday. This gives Chief Minister Nipu Rio's party an absolute majority in the 60-member state assembly, raising its strength from 25 to 32. The MLAs who switched sides are Namri Incheon, Victor Shohe, Y. Wombemoy Yomsoy, Y. Mankawi Konyak, A. Pong Chi Pom, P. Longom, and S. Toiho Yapto. NDPP leader and Minister for Parliamentary Affairs KG Kenya told media last evening that the move strengthens Rio's leadership and reflects a shift towards a state-focused party. He cited structural constraint within the NCP as a key reason for this decision. Asonyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Indian Army is conducting trials of next-generation defense technologies at key locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Ranges, Babina Field Firing Ranges, and Joshimath. The Ministry of Defense in a statement said that these field trials are being conducted under near-combat conditions, integrating electronic warfare simulations to assess the performance of cutting-edge defense systems rigorously. Air defense equipment demonstrations are also scheduled to take place in Agra and Gopalpur. The ministry said that trials are designed to ensure the rapid absorption of emerging technologies to meet evolving battlefield requirements. The defense ministry has initiated several measures to shorten weapon procurement cycle to accelerate the modernization of armed forces. Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said the move will save around 69 weeks and 2020 procurement rules are being revised to match present needs. Addressing a defense conclave in New Delhi, he said the ministry has already slashed the timelines for some of the processes in the procurement cycle. Defense Secretary said there is a need to shift away from the traditional nomination-based procurement focused mostly on the public sector to a more competitive pricing model where both the public and private sector can compete for orders. The Defense Ministry has declared 2025 as the year of reforms aimed at transforming the military into technologically advanced, combat-ready force capable of tackling new challenges. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted search operations at 15 locations in 8 states in Pakistan-linked espionage case. In a statement, NIA said that searches were conducted at the premises of suspected linked with Pakistan intelligence operatives, PIOs, in Delhi, Mumbai, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Assam and West Bengal. Several electronic gadgets and sensitive financial documents, along with other incriminating materials, were seized during the searches. As per NIA investigations, the suspects had connections with Pakistani operatives and acted as financial conduits for carrying out espionage activities in India. Miss Thailand Opal Sochata Chuang Shri was crowned Miss World 2025 at the 72nd edition of Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad last night. Ethiopia's Hesed Dereje Admasu stood first runner-up and Poland's Maja Kladja was declared second runner-up. The 22-year-old from Phuket stood out with her confidence, grace and commitment to women's health awareness. She was honoured with the crown after an intense competition featuring over 100 contestants from across the world. In IPL T20, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The winner of tonight's match will meet Bengaluru in the final on Tuesday at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.